We are continuing our Shiurim on Etz Chaim. We are in still Sha'alef Anaf Beis Tush Igun of Yosha. And this week we're going to be speaking about the Kav. So last week we spoke about the Bechina of the Igulim. And now we're going to speak about the Kav. And at the end we're going to also bring that together with the Igulim. Because we have to remember the first Chakir that we spoke about. He said that the Mekubalim HaRishonim were at loss of words for stealing the Zohar, that some learn the Zohar that is talking about Igulim, some learn the Zohar is talking about the Yosha, and he says, what is the Pshat exactly in the Zohar? So tell us, it's going to be both, as we'll see in a minute. So he spoke about the Igulim, and now he's going to be Magdir, what is the Kav of Yosha. So he says it's all the Ata. Ve'ata nivaya b'china b'china sheni. You have it? No? Oh, okay. Ve'ata nivaya b'china sheni. Sheyesh b'yutzvil salo. Hu b'china salo yoshem. Kedimyon gimel kavim ketzos odom elyon. Now this is where we find a difference with the Otzot Chaim. The Otzot Chaim, when we learn the sugi of the kav, there was one kav. When we look at the Etz Chaim, now he tells us there's three kavim that came in. That's interesting. Okay, now why three kavim? Because the answer is because that's the Odom Elyon, Ketzuras Odom Elyon.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does Ketzuras? You people don't look like three lines.
Well, the theme over here is that every time you have Gimel Kavim, that's the Yesod of Odom, meaning that Odom is made out of Gimel Kavim. You look at it. You have a right side. And you have a left side, you have a right arm, left arm, right? And then you have the calf. You have the M side. That is definition of Odom. Maybe you have different definitions of Odom. But that's the Arizal definition of Odom, that's the basic of all basics. That Odom means Gimel Kavim. If you have two Kavim, or if you have. If you only have one Kav, you're not an Odom.
Shouldn't it be five then?
Why five?
Two legs.
No, you just. This side, your right arm, your right leg, left arm, left leg, and then your torso. This is your middle calf, right? So we see that is the definition of them. However, we just see a Leshem and Tanta. Leshem and Tanta says everything is betzos odom. Everything is betzos odom. Ein makulari, ein shams taki gvaltika. The Kavaltik Lashem. V'hini, derek kavanal mispashet milimala lemata. Remember, we're talking about the Ohr Ein Sof, which is around the Makom Pono. So it comes from the Ohr Ein Sof, comes in protruding inside. That's the Kav that we spoke of. Derek Kav. And now, mispashet milimala lemata, asher mimenu mispashet meigulim. Remember what we saw the Kav comes in, stops, misagel. Continues a little bit, misagel. Gama kava hu. גם הקבהו מספשת ביושה מלמעלה למטה מראש הגג העליון של איגול העליון מכולם עד למטה. So even the calf is also מספשת ביושה. Let's see what it means. גם הקב, we're talking about the calf. גם הקבהו מספשת ביושה מלמעלה למטה. Seems to be the second calf here. מלמעלה למטה מראש הגג העליון. What is the ראש הגג העליון? So there's a bit of a problem here, because he seems to be saying that, as we learned, there was the Kav came in. So you can just imagine they have the Ohr Ein Sof, then you have a little bit of a space, meaning the Kav comes in and then it is Agil. So from the first eagle compared to the Ohr Ein Sof, there's a gap over there. When the Leshem explains us, we have all the Olamos Elyonim, which is not described in Etz Chaim. This is Lemala. This is even above the Torahs of Rav Yisrael Sarug. It speaks about the Olam Amalbush and so on and so forth that the Arizal doesn't speak about. This is way above that. There's an infinite amount of worlds before you first come to the first eagle. Okay? Then he says, from then starts the calf. It's a bit strange, because we said the calf comes through the Ein Sof. Comes from the Ein Sof, and then Miss Agel. He seems to be saying the cow starts over here, from the point where it's Miss Agel. We'll see what that means. And then he continues, Where is it, how far does it go down to now? Ad limata mitachta siyum kol ha'igulim mamish. Milimala limata. That's also a bit sure, because we learn in Otos Chaim that if the camp goes all the way through and all the way down to the other side, it's choyze, everything is tohu v'vohu. Everything is choyze kol shahoyah. Right, that's why I have to study Otos Chaim. In Otos Chaim, it tells it stops like halfway down. Here seems to be saying that it goes all the way down. Okay, so let's continue a few more lines. Kolul, and this kav is kolul miyutzvirus besod selim odom ayosha bal komer zekufa kolul ramach evorim mitstayrim mitzur gimul kavim yamim small veemza kolul miyutzvirus kolus. So it repeats itself. So these gimul kavim besacha kol are going to have 10 spheres. Because Svir of a Svir of Ma'am, Nifrotem le Yutzvirs ad ein kates. A der Niskalel be in and a Yutzvir shem der Igulim. So you have to know that even though we talked about the Igulim have 10 spheres, we said over there that every sphere can be subsplit into ein kates. Also over here, the three Kavim, which comprises the 10 spheres, also have ein kates spheres. Now the lesson we're going to see in a minute is going to ask Manafkamina. Why did the 10 spheres have to have enkate spheres? What's Manafkamina? Manafkamina tell us this b'chol. Bine b'china zezoyis hasheni anikra tzelam elokim ve'aleh remez hakosuv ba'omah v'yivra elokim es odem etzalma v'tzelam elokim. So this is exactly what the pasuk means. When the Eivishter created man. That's a remez in the Pasuk, core point. This is what you were talking about. V'kimad kol sefer zohar v'tikunim rov divreim kula mitzatzkim v'b'chinas ha'sheini ha'zois b'lvad kimo shkot ne'hetiv v'melchum achar. And 99% of the Zohar talks only about the Kavi Yoshin. It doesn't speak about chalal about the Igulim. We know in general potim of the Igulim we spoke about last time. But most of the details has to do with the Kavah Yosha. Look at the Agor here and the Agos of Biurim, Gimel. Kol Ramaz, Rav Moshe Zakuta. Atamu, why is it that most of the Zohar speaks about the Kavah Yosha? She kol Ike Kaman Hasein with Torah or B'mitzvahs. Hu lehamshich ha-shefa mimadrega lemadrega. And the only way you can do that is through the Kav. You drag it down the Kav. Imagine, so this Kav is the Torah Mitzvah. The Torah Mitzvah is bringing down more Torah Mitzvahs, meaning more Shefa via the Kav. And that's why whatever is Noger to the avoidance of Hashem, the Mefarshim explains, is what the Zohar is going to speak about. Everything which is not Noger, for example, the stars and the planets and the universes, which is Noger to the Igulim, that's Ashkocha Klolis. That's Ashkocha Klolis, you know, that's on the Umus Oilam. And everything else, the rain, the seasons, the time, that's not really no gear to us. It's a Hashem, that's why the Zohar doesn't really speak about. It's not really no gear to us. No, not to me, that's it. But what's no gear to Torah mitzvahs, our growth and our wisdom is Hashem, that's no gear to the Kav. That's why the Torah, that's what the Zohar speaks about it. L'chel ha-Torah b'nuyah mitarig mitzvahs k'chel mitarig ivrei odam v'hu mesod ha-yoshev etzelam lukim. So that's it. Zulu Mazul Asal Kim, which Kodesh Baruch created this whole edifice called the Patsufim through the Kav, and they were made of the Esesferos, made out of the Tariag Evorim, and that's why we're made. So we're every time we do the Avodah Hashem, we are attacking Bin Poil, Zulu Umazu, the Patsufim to work. Okay, so Adka. So now let's go back a little bit more be'ir to explain what is this Kav that's coming in. What is it exactly? Where does it start? What is it exactly? So the Ariza doesn't tell us here, but the Mefarshim Sim Klal Pe'echad, that this, what we're speaking about here, is called, what he calls the Odom Elyon. Gimel Kav and Kitzur's Odom Elyon is Odom Kadmon. Okay, we spoke about at length in Otos Chaim, Odom Kadmon is the first world. And underneath you have the world of Atzilus, and then Bri and Tzi and Asiya. So Adam Kadmon that we speak about, which is the binyan av for everything which is going to come out from it, because remember, as we know, the whole olam atzilus, all the olam atzilus comes out from the enayim da'ak, and from that comes out the world of bryin. Everything comes out from ak. So he's going to be the binyan av. So that's what we're referring for. This is the first thing that the Arizas megala to us. Again, that's excluding all the Torahs of Rabbi Yisrael Sarug and everything that we spoke about beforehand, and that we're going to speak about a little bit now, about all the Olamos which is above Adam Kadmon. Okay? Alright, so let's see a little bit of the Leshen, which is mostly more of Amkas. So the Leshen over here, in Sefer Bi'urim, in Ois Chav Zayin, explains to us like a Voltik Azach. What is the Arizal? Kodem Kol, what does it mean by that the spheres are subsplit from page Lamed Dalet? Page Lamed Dalet, Ois Chav Zayin. That the Arizal explains to us that everything is split and subsplit and subsplit. We hear this many, many times. We don't really understand Manav Kamin exactly. But the Leshem explains Manav Kamin. So it says, Kol of Me'ezes spheres Proti Protis. Actually, this is going back on the Igulim, but it applies to Lemata, which is our sugi, but the Yosha. The Gama Eses Sfiros the Yosha. Ki kol Sfiros Sfiros Mehem nifretes le Eses Sfiros ad in kates. V'chena ma gam kem ekaman anav hei or bekam mekomis. Oh, man, da. Ki kol ze hine hu rag bekoach levad. It's only bekoach. It's only a potential. She calls Sfiros hine kolul me Eses Sfiros shleim ad biya. Ein shal pasuv dush vav zayin. Asher kol echad mehem klul mekoach miyud liyud ad ein kates. Aval bepoel what's noger mamish lemaise. Omedes kol sfira rak bigiloi eses sfiros klulim levad. That's what we see. If you go in Himmel, you would see what you'd see in all these pasuv only eses sfiros. Omnam hine hem yotzim tamid. Mikoach el poel misgalim bekol regel rega, ki ametzias dekol nimsa hu hine hu tamid bekoach chadash veshev chadash animshach lezim meamatzi leensov yisbarach. Kemo sheyisod olam amechadash bituvo bechol yom tamim maase bereshit. Okay, so the aim of the what's happening is that the Eibishter is poel a new metzias all the time, right? We have to look at this world as not as one ongoing zach, but rather like a film. A film, you know, like olden day films, they have these little, you know, parts that they used to put together. One, what's it called? You know what I'm talking about? You know, one film, and then they used to glue another film, and these, you know,
full strip. I mean,
a film strip. Yeah, a film strip, which is one picture, another picture, another picture, like a cartoon. You know how they make a cartoon? You draw a little picture, you draw another picture, another picture, and you put them all together, it looks like the cartoon's moving. That's how you have to look at this world. Every minute, every second, every millisecond is another chitsh, the image is mechadish adava. It's mechadish adava, and it's mechadish another. And that, how is that happening? Technically, what's happening is that he is being megalin of a sphere. Do you understand?
What's sphere?
We'll see in a minute. Behine ha'inin, and he's quoting over here a sefer paldis, which is the Ramak. This is a famous Ramak. Behine ha'inin la tav reish peh. This is 1080. Sirufi deshem havaye baruchu asholtim bekol shom. That the Eibishter, he is poil, the mitzvahs of this world, like not on an ongoing thing and walked away, but rather every single second, millisecond, is another rotzon Hashem that he wants the world to continue. V'atav tav reish pei chalokim sheba, v'yesh lam yud beis tziruf emelu havaya, v'kol echad yesh tav tav reish pei, v'em asholti b'yud beis shos hayom. So the poniv, alalim, so the acho. All right, complicated Indian. From what's called the Pardis, Meshal Potia Shemois Pegbet, the Gro, the Lukuta, the Sof, Sefer Yitzhira. See, even the Gro says it. The Kol Zehu, here's the punchline. The Kol Zehu, Hinehu, Shifas, the Oz Chadoshus, and Mushpoim, Tami, Namat, in Sof Yitzbor Shemo. לצור מציאוס כל הנמצא וכל הנהגוסו אשר הוא בכל רגע ורגע באור החדושים. How's that happening? Every second that's happening. הם נמשוכים ויוצאים על ידי העשר ספירוס דפחותי פחותוס הכוללים בכל ספירוס היוצאים מסגלים בכל עש מן הכוח אל הפועל. כי כל ספירה הנה היא שורש של כל נמצא אשר ממנו ולמטה, מסייחס אליה בכל עולם לעולם, וכלולה בכל ספירה כל הקורקוס כולם של עושה נמצא, כפי הצורך אליו לכל רגעי הזמן דשית אלפי שנים דקיום העולם. ויוצא מכל רגע מן הכוח אל הפועל, על ידי שפס האור החדוש מהמצי זבור הנמשל תמיד, בכל ספירה. והכוח והקדום בכל רגע שעובר הם חוזלים מקורם לתכלס כוון הזה גילוי שכיוון עליהם המצי זבור בכל מפחיוס כולם כולו, כמו שערכנו בזה בסדר כלולים כלל תס עמוד א', ואין עוד מדברנו בהקדום השערים שער זי פר זי. So what's he saying בקיצור? עטיף עטיף הזאת. Anyway, like, the way I understood it, the easiest marshal we can understand this is by planting a seed. In the seed, all of a sudden you come back 100 years after that, you find a tree with a lot of apples, a lot of fruits, a lot of branches and leaves and all that. Where does it come from? Pelipun, from a little tiny seed. Okay? So just imagine every seed is a sphere. Every seed is a sphere. So you have, for example, a marshal chesed. Chesed is a seed. And from there is mispashed 6,000 years of chasodim. In every single type of circumstance that you could ever have. Whether it's a bar mitzvah, sheva brachas, simcha, whatever good news, whatever simcha, whatever chesed, whatever somebody did a chesed, that all comes from the original chesed which was created. Dinim as well, a little seed called din. The Eibishter planted din in Adam Kadmon. Rachamim, neza, hod, these are little intrinsic superpowered seeds. That's why the Eibishter already before everything was created made that the sphere of chesed should have infinite amount of chasodim. And the way the world is going, the Eibishter, what does he do? He just releases a little bit more of a chesed, a little more of a din, a little bit more gvura, tiferet, nesahod, yosef, and that is the way the world is working. Not kilu there, he's sitting back and it's mechadish mamish yesh ma'ayin, but rather it's yesh miyesh. The whole entire future of the world is yesh miyesh. Everything's been planted from sheshemay bereshit, even before that.
Are you saying that there is not constant bria?
Sure. You say that's called constant bria. That's yesh miyesh.
It's not because it's already mikar.
Mikar.
The one is that even there are two different things. One is the fact that everything goes back to the that which is Rishon. You know, there's another thing is that keep it simple, like Nevi Chaim. If everyone would stop learning, so the world would go back to Tohu. And what's called Regoreg, there needs to be a creation of the world.
This is what it means. Sounds clear. This is the creation of the world.
But it's not because it's already there.
Yeah, but it's only before, not Koach. Sorry, it's only Koach, not before. You understand?
You mean it's only
the Pu'ula will have to happen after from our Koach of Torah. If we don't learn Torah, that Pu'ula is not going to come on before.
It only lurches forwards because it's given that.
That's right. They were just releasing it as we're going, as opposed to creating from Yesh. That's the pshat that we keep on seeing this in and of ain kates of spheres. What man of committed ain kates of the spheres? You know, so we ignore it. We don't cheshem. We don't make a cheshem of it because it's just too complicated. But that's the way, that's the entire future of the world, as he said over here, that the entire 6,000 years is built on this process of Yesh Miyesh. The Eibishter already created the ganze future. For the possible futures, he created not only one future, because then there's no more Bechira, but rather various paths were created for everybody to go through, and everybody has Bechira to choose where they want to go to through. But everything has been created.
Which was, is he saying that?
The entire piece, he says. He says, "V'gam nimshach v'yotzim aliyah eses sfiros, v'pchot v'pchotis kololim kol sfiros, v'yotzim izgalim v'kol es min ha'koach ha'lapor, ki kol sfiro hi ha'sholosh, that's the seed, shel kol ha'nimsa, whichever will come out from that seed, the sholosh, ashim mimenu v'lematu mitziach ha'seleh, v'kol oyle v'oyle, v'kolula v'kol sfira, kol ha'koach kulam shel oyos ha'nimsa, כפי הצורך אליו לכל רגע רגע הזמן דשית אלפי שנים דקיום העולם. That shorish was already there. It will produce the next 6,000 years of the oilim and all the oilomas, and every single second has been reckoned for before it started. So it's a marvel of Ryan talking. You're asking.
Wir
haben
das schon. Und da verstehen.
Was ist die Kasha?
He says in the Shein is that it's coming from the Matzil in Zuif.
What?
Shifas Eres Chadosh Sam Shupoim told me Meha Matzil in Zuif. Yeah? Shefa Chadosh Amim Shach Nadeh Meha Matzil in Zuif.
That's right. He's letting it. You understand?
But if it's there, it's there. With your mushroom, you know.
No, but he doesn't know.
It's there.
No, for example, a gun.
It's a Shein Gemach.
No, the mushroom. No. It's a Machter, for example. You have a bullet in a gun. It's there. But it's not going to come out unless you press the button. Understand? Unless you, the Abish is pressing the trigger every pay, you know, every second, every millisecond, letting, allowing the Matzias to continue. But all the potential, he put the bullets inside the gun already, and there's 6,000 bullets, 600,000 bullets there, and he's pressing it every single moment. It's not that he has to create a gun and put the bullets inside. No, everything's already set. Kemat on a timer.
So you change the chat to the Mechadish Mitzvah, the Mechadish Mitzvah, the Mechadish
Mitzvah. I didn't change the chat. That's the Hitaki quotes that Pasuk. Yeah, Mechadish, that's what he calls. That he's teaching us. That's what he was telling me. Nefesh HaChayim. This is what it means, Mechadish. Mechadish doesn't mean Yesh Me'ayim, but yeah, Yesh Me'yesh.
That's
also Mechadish.
I have to really look at Nefesh HaChayim to see if it fits.
So, no, right. But that's how he wants to tie it up in the Arizal. That's the whole in and of the poti of the end soif.
And what do you guys were gain with this?
Well, we get Taichin Ariza. I told you that the kasha was one manaf kamina that the Ariza tells is the ain kates. Why did the Abishri create spheres the ain kates? Infinite amount of spheres. Well, what's the toilet? What's the tachlis? Just tell me this Esther spheres to finish. There's a Chesed, there's a Gevurah, and Tiferet, and that's a Chesed is connected to the right arm, left arm, you have all the Makazmon, and we're B'Tzalam Elokim finished. Why is he adding in for the second time, told this by Igulim? Now he's telling this by the Odom Yosha. Right, by the Kavah Yosha, another Sugya. Again, in case. It's a Tuleshin, it's a Tifazach. This is the basis of the whole world. It's how the world was created, and all the future of the world. Good, let's go by. That's the lesson. All right, right now, next lesson. Chafchas. Gama kavahu mispash veYoshem imata lemala meroshe gage elyon shele igul elyon mikulam ad lemata v'tachti siyum kol haigulim mamesh milemala lemata klul meeses sfiros. These are just the words of the Etz Chaim. V'sot tzelam olam veYoshem amitstayrim mitzur gimel kavim miyamin small v'emza klul meeses sfiros. Also, Hatzelim the Adam Yosha Shamar, who Adam Kadmon Hayadua. Okay, Moshmoah be called Vorov Likamat. So, what I told you, I got this from the legend, but Adam Mefarshim. What? We don't know what he's talking about here. He's talking
about the Akwas.
Again. We'll see in a minute. Okay, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. The emesis, there's three different nekudas over here. We have to mamish ma'ayim properly. This is based on the Divrei Shalom. It's a nechid of the Rashash, and he explains as follows. It's way before the Rashash. He lived like 300 years ago. And he says as follows, there's three nekudas. It's meduyik from the Rashash, that we'll see soon. There's just three things in the Kabbalah which are very misleading, because the Arizal says various Lashonis which are not clear what is the Kabbalah. He talks about the Kav, he talks about the Ensof, various verbs and adjectives to describe this thing. So it comes out in Maskon that there's three things over here. There is what's called the Kav, okay, which is called the Tzino. And then there's called what's called the All Ensof. Okay? Now, and then around that is going to be the Halbosha, the Levushim of the Kav. Okay, so you have the O and Sof, the Kav, and the Halbosha.
All in the same place.
Yes. Not the same place, but look at it, three different cylinders. The O and Sof, that we know what that is. That comes from the O and Sof of Soviet. Okay? That comes in. And then you have something which is called the Kav. Okay? Which is the Keli of the Oz. We spoke last week. All Kabbalah speaks about the Oiras and Kalim. Okay? Shad is, when are they speaking about this? But every time you find all, you have to have a Keli. Every time you find Keli, of all. So if we know there's all and Sof there, we have to know the Keli. That's the Tsinol that he spoke about. That's the Kav. Okay? Fatik. So now, what are we talking about here? He mentions Kav. We know about the Kav already. That was last sugya. That was actually before the Igulim spoke about the Kav. He doesn't mention anything about anything else, but except he calls it the Kav. So it's not Posh B'chalal, what are you talking about? Could be he's talking about a Kav. Zokta, no, we're talking about a third dimension here. We're talking about an Adam Kadman, which is Malbish the Kav. That's a third cylinder. Okay, so it's not so Posh. Okay? Because he says the Lashon Kav. The Chiddush over here, Rabbi Yaakov also discusses over here, that's the Chiddush B'chalal, and he brings rayas to prove it. So it's not so poshut. But we're talking about the Adam Kadmon, which is Malbish the Kav. So it becomes the Neshoma of Adam Kadmon is the Kav, which has the end stuff inside of it. Okay? Now, and he says, Leshem says that. Anyways, he says, Kemosha Muvoa called Vali Kaman. He doesn't say here. He says, later on, he says, more Mephorosh over later on. But here we're not talking about that. We're talking about Adam Kadman, which we refer to him as an Oilam, Bechlav. Not part of the Kav. Okay. So he says, Vine, Majme, because Loshna Zay, Shekola Kav Kuloho Mitlabish, Be Adam Kadman. So there's Kav. And the Kav is Mitlabish in Adam Kadman. Vayigulim she'amah mikoidem, hemigulim adam kadmon. Ki gam ha'ak hu gam ken be'oisa shtei b'chinos deigulim v'yosha. Okay, what we're going to do is skip over this paragraph. I don't want to read everything. I just saw the next paragraph. Omnam. The next paragraph is over the page. Omnam. Hu ki hine b'shvil zekelim l'resh perek vav. Hine Amar Hashem Rav, the Adam Kadmon Kulo, Hine Hu Rag Bechinas Al Champi Velimata Shebo. The Arizal explains to us, and again, without knowing the Indian of Erechin, you won't really understand what that means exactly. How can Adam Kadmon be the Al Champi? But again, this is all Bechinas Erechin. Now, we know above Al Champi, there's another pasuk called Atik. Because we know that Al-Khampin, in the world of Atzilus, Al-Khampin stands from the top of Atzilus to the bottom of Atzilus. It takes the entire space of Atzilus. But we know there's a part which is above that, which is Atik. Where's Atik? So the Gar of Atik is just above the world of Atzilus. It's head sticking out of the world of Atzilus. Okay, that's called the Gulgalta. They know that, so therefore we're saying that what? He said that Adam Kadmon, it's Begeder Al Champin. That means in his world, Adam Kadmon, this is way before the world of Atzilus, right? There's a Bechin over here of only Adam Kadmon as Al Champin. That means he's cooler within the world. But you have to know that there's something above Adam Kadma, the Bechinas Atik, right? In the same way the Atik is above Arich, therefore Adam Kadma, which is Arich, there's going to be something above. Right? Look at the way he's medayik from the Loshon here in Resh Perek Vov. V'nodehu ki hitlabeshus Atik ba'Arich. We know that Ar is Malbish up to the neck. Right? It's another chiddush of the Lashem. Mavuhu b'shah sede atzilus b'kitzo perik beis. Kitlabush o zayin tachton atik b'arich ein kavonos ala zayin tachton atzmo. Dahinus deloke pshuto. Ela rak ha'oros o zayin tachtoni v'nitzutze orom levad. That means that even though we see the pictures, right? And I also drew a picture book. I have a picture book, and I wrote over here the picture as Arch Ampin is mamish by the neck of Atik. But that's the look of Pshuta. I know every part of and this Shita Selashim that every part of is on a nahi of the part of She'elion. That's how you saw it. So why is the Arizal tells us the part of Arich is an exception, is on the Zay Tachton, it's all the way up here, not down there. The Ainu, the emesis, is Taka the Arich Hampin is only on the Netzach Hod Yosoid of Atik. But Atik is Mashpi as well, Ha'or of the Zay Tachton is down there into the Nai. So it's Ki'ilu, the Arich Hampin, which is again Mislavish on the Nai, is Ki'ilu is Mislavish on the Zay Tachton. Harielanu, ki yesh me en sof amakif ad Adam Kadmon a ikri hefsik havet. So from the, let's say I'm Adam Kadmon, right? This is my head starting over here, Adam Kadmon, and from the end sof there's a gap, hefsik havet. V'chein hevi arav atzmo. Come on,
what do you mean v'harielanu? V'harielanu ki yesh me
en. Harielanu, because we just said that. Arizal told us in Resh Perek Vav. Right? Of Shivre Kelim. The Adam Kadmon is Bechinas Atik. Arich. That means there's an Atik above Adam Kadmon. Right? So there's a space. Then the Adam Kadmon, there must be an Atik up there. Kevioch. Right? It's no Atik, but rather, he's going to explain to us what is up there. Haril Lanu. Ki yesh en me en sof amakiv ad Adam Kadmon a ikri hefsek habit. V'chein.
The Kabbalah is not only the Gal, but also the four of the Zayin Tachtonis.
Yeah, there's much more there. V'chein hevi arav atzmo lekaman anav dalet b'shem atikunim shekore le'adam kam rag b'shem Adam abriya. Why does the Zohar call Adam Kadam Adam the Briya? Which is not even Adam Atzilus, it's Adam the Briya. Again, all Nechusa Dagat meramas to us that there's something above Adam Kadam. V'hu mishum dekama ensof asher hu mafsik ben ensof amakif le'adam kadmon harilam she'adam kadmon hu hinei hu nivcha madrega acheret lemata min hakav ki ve'im she'nema she'akav hu mitlavish kulo be'adam kadmon. That means the Adam Kadmon starts mamish where the kav starts harinaz she'shnei madrega aches. We can know that because kol shemislabishus ha'elyon be'atachton nasa shneim le'ichad v'nasa elyon matachton le'atzmo me'atzamov. That wherever you find the musar, this is a big klal. Wherever you find the inyan of halbosha, whatever the malbush is covering, it takes mamash the tzura of whatever it's mulubush. Okay, the idea. Why do you have the shape that you have? It's only because you have a neshama that has that shape. And therefore, our bodies is as if our clothing, in the same way our clothing, you put them on the floor, they fall to bits and pieces. There's no tzur whatsoever. As soon as you put on our body, which has a shape, the clothing takes shape. Our bodies to our neshama is the exact same tzur. Our neshama goes out, we fall to bits and pieces. We disintegrate. There's no tzur to us whatsoever. Our goofing will only have a tzur because of the neshama. It takes the tzur of the neshama. That's the cloud. Therefore, lo yitzur itaket adam kadam would be meluvish bekav mitchila. It would become mamish one and the same. Adam kadam would be the kav.
So you've got a problem with that?
Yeah, right. Because it seems to be Mashmah Ma'ariza, he's saying to tell us it's a Kav, and there's other Kavim, and there's different Rais over here, that he doesn't start Mamash there, he starts Lohan, so it's Mashmah that there's a Kav, Mitzvah is a Kav, and there's a Mitzvah of other Kavim. V'chem Amar Rav, oh, B'shah HaKdomas, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Ki kol shem odom eno nikra ela rak zun shem mau ben. Okay, imagine that. In Shag Domus, by the way, it's a mistake over here. It's not in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. If you want to know, it's Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Okay, over there in Shag Domus, it says a merdik zach adam kavma. Imagine the first creation is considered to be a zun. That means it's not an attic, it's not an arik, it's not an abik, it's not an ima, it's a zun. As I say, yeah, he's just bringing rise on top of rise that there's things above. That the Arzil, unfortunately, wasn't the God to us. V'chen Adam Kadam, who gam kim rak b'chen za v'nukva shu ma'uben. Because we know above ma'uben, the sag and there's ab. No, but Adam Kadam is only a ma'uben. Be'er ha'kodem elav, v'dai b'zi ad kam l'shom. That's a loshon Arizal himself. Harim b'vua m'loshon azeh, ki yesh b'chilis l'malim in ha'adam kadam, asher hem b'chilis abba v'ima, shem av v'sag, v'hem ben o en sof, u'makif l'adam kadam. Harim l'am ha'kopim, ki yesh od halvish em l'malim ha'adam kadam, el ha'shem enum m'chuvonim b'shem adam klal. This is way above Adam. This is a b'chil which is above Adam. That's way above this. He's the first man, because there's no man above him. Rav Yisra Sarug Zal, Asher Kasavna B'Sever Kodesh, which is that's the Sefer Hakdomas V'Shorim B'Shah Poni Kodim Ein Shem Baruch. Everybody talks about Arizal's Megala this much, but Rav Yisra Sarug, by the way, which is a Talmid of the Arizal, is Megala even more than Rav Chaim Vital was Megala to us. He says, no, this is way above Rav Yisra Sarug's Torahs. Muvor Sham Kama Olamas Ne'lamim Nistorim Asher Nistorim. Hashem lemal mikol or adam kadman neema beetchayim ki rav chayim ital zah bekol svara v'asher biyadenu hine eino medaber b'ze uma. And all the svara, you see how bucket the Arizal was, the Leshem, and everything that the Arizal wrote, which is tons and tons and tons, there's no mention ki who's there, maybe a remez here and there, but of any of these lamas. And a kavanasi, and I'm not even talking about Rav Yisra Sarug ela כמנוס בזה להוכיח גם בדיבור רב חיים ויתר זה בעצמו שיש להם אומר רבים נסגובים למעלה מאדם קדם because it's all pilpul was רב חיים ויתר מסכים to ישראל סרוג or not that there is a world called the world of Malbush Olam HaMalbush as we start the story from Adam Kadma he talks about world of Malbush v'kehen v'kehena all shayla whether רב חיים ויתר was מסכים could be the pshat is he wasn't מסכים to that b'chalan that's why he didn't b'chalan write them in the thing, right? He says it can't be the Pshat because Ram Chaim Vital Vital, as we just proved here, he's talking about worlds which are way above the Oilamas that Rav Yisra Sarug was talking about. So Vada, he's masking that there are the Metzias of Oilas Rabbi Mundiskavim Limale Me'adam Kadam Hashem Midabe Bo Be'inyanenu.
But if he doesn't mention Rusul,
no, but it's more rumors.
He doesn't mention those lower ones which are above acts. In that case, he's not masking.
No, he doesn't bother talking about it because it's not Nogeh B'chalal. Like he's not telling us mafurish that above these oros and these gavim, which is above those, because it's not Nogeh. It's like in the same way we're not talking about the igulim. We're going to Gevaltik. There are very high spiritual olamas over there. There's an Atzilus over there, there's a Briya, there's Molochim, there's Zay Molochim Shemesu as well. There's a whole story that Rav Chaim from the Leshem, we see that we're talking about the Zay Molochim Shemesu in the Yosha. Zok, there's all Zay Molochim Shenishbu in the Igurim. That's a new parash over there. The Bechla we're not even touching upon. Bekehena. Let's do the last few lines. The call Adam Kalma Klali Asharav midaber bo hu rak b'chinas zun, shuhu b'chinas tibur v'lemata de'elyon she'elov. Who bow a portion of a dime is it? Oh, I didn't read the whole thing, but you can see the gist of what he's trying to get to. Mamish le'ela le'ela, just to give us a little bit of a glimpse of what there's out there.
Are you sure that he means that he means to say that he wants to talk about b'chinas which are higher than the Rizruk?
Yeah. He says, no, he says, Mubosha, Mekama Olamas Nelam, Rabbi Yisra Srug is talking about, yeah. Right? And in Rabbi Yisra Srug, which he's a big fan of, he speaks a lot about it in his sefer, Hagdamas Vesharim, Pone Kadim, Mubosha, Kama Olamas Nelam, Ministarim, Shehem, Limale Nikol O Adam Kadmon, which is just above Adam Kadmon. A name of Eitz Chaim.
It is on top of everything which says Eitz Chaim.
Yeah, that's right.
The Eitz Chaim is trying to talk in the Eitz Chaim itself. So in the Eitz Chaim itself, you should know that is on top of that.
No,
comes from Srug and says on top of that is more.
No, not the Eitz Chaim. Me o Adam Kadmon, the name of Eitz Chaim. Not in Eitz Chaim. From the Adam Kadmon of Eitz Chaim. It's just above the Adam Kadmon, which is in Eitz Chaim. Just above him. Just above him. The old Malbush, right here. Just above. Kevraim Gital is not talking about that. He doesn't refer to that. Because Svara Vashabi Yadin Hine Enum Dal Vizib Ruma. Ela Kamanos, so I'm not even talking about that.
He said the same
Rosh. Ela Kamanasi Bizil Ochir Gambi Divar Rabbi Chaim Atma, Shieshna Oz Rabbi Miskavi Limala. Way back, much more. Hashem Dabe Bo, Binyanam Hem Mafsikim Ben End Sof. We're talking about the End Sof. All the way up to from the end of a makif, which is the highest highs, le'adam kadmon. Okay, medabibo. I'm talking much more than the Torahs of Rav Yisra Srug.
So where do you situate them?
What?
Where do you put the Torahs of the Srug?
Oh, it's not really important, but I get an impression that it's just above Ak. Just above Ak. That's what he was megalit to us. You know, it doesn't make sense that he's megalit to us something in between or something in the middle. Why?
The Srug.
Yeah. Tell me, he's megal is something just above Rav Chaim Vital. What he wants to megal, right? But the Leshem is adding on. I'm not talking about Rav Chaim Vital. I'm talking about this much, much, much more. I'm talking about the end sof till Adam Kama. He's talking about the mal and mata. Ikra b'zehu chiyah, who kini Adam Kama ikra eshem adam emelam, as he proves. Mamish gavaltik. Now let's continue. Now these gimel kavim that we speak about, which is creating the Adam Kadmon, where does it come from, Bakla? Where did the gimel kavim come from? Look in Ois Chavtes. Mitzayrim b'tzio, says the Arizal, mitzayrim gimel kavim mimim small the emsen kolul me'eses sfiros v'agam shekol hamshachaso who mekav en sof. Remember, we're talking about the cow comes in, stops, it's Ms. Agil. Continues, stops, Ms. Agil. That's the cow we're talking about. Now, how do you get three from that one? Okay, Me'ayin Nimshar Bo, Mashin Nitztayr Bo, Gimel Kavim. We would ask such a question. Whatever came, we happen to see. There are some challenges, and he goes, and he's asking a very challenging question. Where does it come from? Ah. Who move on a pimash be arno leel but always half pace. She is na gambe a kava koach vetchulus de ponim, veach, the yamin with small, shem gimel kavim, the tchulus odom. Ashela, because over there early on, he went there, he asked the question as well that the Arizal tells us that. Well, as soon as the kav came in, we know it was the mala lemata. Well, that makes sense because the mala is wherever it comes from, lemata is where it's going to. But he says also, yeah, the yamin and small, pani v'achon. In fact, the kasha, what do you mean? How can you tell? It's a round circular vessel here. There's no eyeballs here, there's nothing here. Right? So who's to say where's the front, where's the side? How can you tell what's the right and left when you look at a ball? Where's the right and left of a ball? In fact, how do you know where the kavun come from? Right, so he goes and it's not whoever was and didn't hear the shir, Kedari, he listened to it or Kedari to go through the lesson. He explains exactly how the Arizal knew at this point that you got your mean and small v'kehena.
What? In a goof anyway, the Yuminis word is Loki Prusa anyway. The Yuminis word just means the Bechinos.
Whatever, but at the end of the day, we have to understand there's a difference between Yumin and small. Whatever it is.
So we can see that in that bowl there was a Bechino Yumin, a Bechino small.
Where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
It's a Kav Echad Yosha Poshut. So something was a Yosha and Poshut, how can you make Bechinas in a Yosha Poshut?
Okay, it's a cash on the whole Kabbalah. Where's the Achlus Haburi?
Six plays. Alright. That's why he's a Mepharic. He's Mepharic the cashes and the beauty, and he's Mepharic. Alright, good. So you're there. So, yes, them Gamma Kabbalah, Tchul is a Ponyla Ach, we have been small. Shem Gimel Shem Kol Gimel Kavim the Tchunas Odom Ela Shbe'a Kav Atzmo Hineim Rag Bechines Koach V'lo Bepoel V'kululash Tchunas Gimel Kavim Rag Behelem Godo Miyachidim Sham Be'achdus Atzum V'hu B'chol Rag Bechines Kav Echad Devad Aval Achesh Nispashtu V'yotsu Me'akav V'luchutz הנה יוצא אותו נושא ים בפועל כל אחד לעצמו ונסתר לגימו קווים גם בגילויים כי על ידי שנספשתו ונדרחקו קצת ממקורם הנה נעשה אפשרות בהם שיסגלה כל כוח וכוח על התכונוסו ויוצא כל תכונה ותכונה על גילוי לעצמו ונעשה מזה ציוד לגימו קווים בתכונס אודם. So the kids, again, this is the sort of the seed, the shorosh. But not the thing that he created, it was mispatzel now, yesh meyesh, but rather it was already planned out in the shroshim of the ensof that this is the way it's going to be. It's going to come out already. That was already in the tchunus of the oil as soon as it comes out. But rather when it's megalit to us, that's only when it's mispashit downwards, and as soon as something is mispashit, it's misgashim. And therefore, it comes from an inin of koach to poel. Okay, but the tchunas were there. That's his vault. V'cheinu an inin gam kemash kosev hu bichlal ramach evorim. V'inim gam kem rak mitchunos mekoyuchasa v'atchunos shehem ne'lom be'akav. Amnam sham inim hu rak b'mchines rotzon asher lezeh. כי בכל בחינת הקורס כולם שאמרנו וכלולים באור אינסוף, הנה רק בחינת הרוצון אשר להם. כנראה שכל מה שאנו מדברים באור אינסוף, אנו אומרים שהוא השור של כל עולמות כולם. הכוונה הוא רק על בחינת הרוצון לבד. So the Ebenster has a רוצון. That's the all portion, that's the אינסוף. And in that רוצון, he has all mini רוצון. When he's megal that, that's only once the oil is mispashit, then the gilu happens le'at, le'at, le'at. Then it's mispashit, it comes from kor poel. Ki ein anu masigim b'o ensof el rak erotzen levad. Ve'alze anu omrim shuhu ashosh lekol. Omer machika, kashen izgale ve'or, mispashit le'otzi ele poel, hu alidei ispashtusam v'richukam me'akav, hine yotze kol echal agilu v'kol ha'ruy lo. כי הקו אשר הוא נמשך לאט לאט הוא בצמצום אחרי צמצום כניסקל בויס גימל. That's the word לאט 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 that we explained last time. והנה נקנה בו על ידי זה כוח לתכונות האסס ספירות בכל קורסיהם ותכונותיהם קרו אליהם. So another little bit of the אסס ספירות that come to בפועל another אסס ספירות that come to בפועל. זאת אומרת כל מה שרוצה בהם ויש לנו בכל עץ הסביר זה כוח ותכון זה רמח. בכל. So let's go over to the next paragraph on the Daf Lamed Zayin, second column, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want to start from the 8th line. Ve'im ken, he says, הרי מבואר בכל זה שכל בחינת העץ הסביר זה הקו וכן יש ספירות דה אדם קדמון הם, again we have two בחינות, you have the קו, you have אדם קדמון, the קו is inside אדם קדמון, this is the נשמה of אדם קדמון. זאת הם מסודרים רק בקו אחד, זה למעט מזה. Okay, that's the way the קו is yosher, it's posher, it goes straight from top to bottom. Now he's defining for us now, what are these Gimel Kavim? Why Gimel Kavim? Okay, we understand we want to build the Tzuras Odom. But what Be'etzim, what is the definition of Tzuras Odom? What makes a Tzuras Odom? So he says, those are the Patsufim, which are going to come later on. They're going to develop later on, after the Shashriya. They're going to develop the Patsufim, and those come into Kavim. That's why you have to have three different Bechinas of Kavim. Ki adam kadman hu nivcham gam ken bekol ha-patsufim kulam kemo atzilus. As we're going to see in the world of Atzilus, that's Yedua. We have the world of Atik, the parts of Atik and Arir, and all the parts of him in the world of Atzilus. Dr. Leshem will have the same scenario in the world of Adam Kadmon. Kemosha Amal Lekaman Be'anav Zeh, Mevedora Tanina. Tanina. Va'bechilas Hasheni Hu, Ki Be'emtza Kol Igulim Mispar Shedei Arkav Yosha Bechilas Zohor Dugma sa igul mamish rak shu be yosher ve yesh bo bechinas arachampin aba ve ima ve zun ve kulam be yosher ki o akav ha yosher mispar she der kav ad kam ve shonos. So Arizu is megala to us, later on we'll see this inyan of patsufim ve hine bechlonus kol eila patsufim kulam hine hem gimul kavim ki ha etzis fios arachampim shebo hem be emsa. Now he's defined to us, what's the middle cab? We spoke about Gimel Kavim. One to the right, one to the left, one to the middle. So the Gimel, the first, the middle one, that's a Patsuf of Aruch Anpin. Va'esis fills the Abba, Shabohu, B'yamin. So Abba is going to be on the right hand side. That's why you have another cab to the right. And why do you have a cab to the left? Va'esis fills the Ima, Shabohu, Hem, Hasmol, the Aruch Anpin. And that's going to be the left side of Aruch Anpin. Now there are zib esesfils the kol echad me'azun shabo. Same thing is going to happen in the parts of Zun. Hine hem omdim ze miyamin da'achampim, ze mismol da'achampim. Kenoda the iu benetz of yud behod. Harem sod the parzufim v'gimol kavim. Aber be esesfils the kol parzuf v'parzuf atzmon v'shebe'adam kadmon. Hine hem tzedu in kol echad rak b'kav echad ze lemat meze. When we talk about this, the Patsufim, one to the right, one to the left, one to the Emsa. When we speak about the Sviras Shabo Zokter, that's one above the other. El Rag Becholot Kulam Hu Begimel Kavim. Vizu Atam Gam Kemashenika Kol Oilam Rag Beshem Adam Kadma. Ve'elo Sham Shem Ache Klal El Rag Adam Levad. Ki Hare Kol Olamot Kulam. Here, kulam nikraim gam kem b'shem Adam. Adam the Atzilus, Adam the Bria, Adam the Asiya, ken Adam. V'im kol zeh, here yesh lekol echad mehem miyuchad le'olamo. Kegon Atzilus, Bria, Yetzia, Asiya, v'Adam kadam elo esham shem acher klal. V'nikra kol olamo rak b'shem Adam levad. Ach atam hu, kedei lehoros lanu, ki kol atchulos tziur Adam shebo. Hine hu rag bekol olamo kulo bechlal dafka. Rag bekol olamo kulo bechlal dafka. Aval b'chotus ha'eses sviosh b'shebekol patsu shebo b'kol echad b'fnei atzmo elam shem adam klal. Ki eses sviosh b'kol echad hem rag b'kav echa v'ze minimat lemala mat mize ader shu b'kav le'etzof. Aval sedek imo kavim שיהיו עומדים בעשר ספירות בסדר גימל קווים גם בכל פרצוף בפרצוף הגוף. הנה זהו רק מהעולם הצילוס ולמטה כמו שבאנו וערכנו בכל בסדר כלל עין זין על זה כלל עין זין יוד זין עין שם בצמצם נחת. נסבר עוד באינן סדר עשר ספירות גם במקום אחר בעזרת השם עין נקמה בעין הווי אוי סבייס אוי סבייס. בקיצור, very complicated Indian that we find there's a difference with Adam Kadmon and the rest of the Olamas. Adam Kadmon is called the Adam Mashen can the other worlds, and there's a difference between the Patsufim and the Spheres. The kitzur what's nogea to us? We ask the question is the lesson asks the question: why the Gimel Kavim? Because that's the tzua of the Patsufim. The Patsufim take the tzua of always Abba to the right, Ima to the left, and Arachampin to the middle. That's a binyan av, and therefore they're completely different. They're different bechinas bechlal. That's what one has to be to the right, one has to be to the left, and one has to be to the middle. And that creates this in and of the Gimel Kavim. Okay, good. We run out of time, so Hashem, we'll continue via the inner of this room. Excellent.
Next Sunday.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead.